The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 804 ESPN 97.5.
Thoughts and prayers to Bafleet. Luis Valbuena passes away in a car accident last night in Venezuela. And Venezuela, there's a lot of comments on Twitter. A lot of people really enjoyed the energy level he brought to the Astros, one of the guys who helped, with the resurgence of the Astros. He had some pop. He had some power. You know, he was one of the less expensive options that they eventually got rid of because they, you know, were becoming a big boy team. He wasn't here for the World Series. But Luis Valbuena was a lot of fun watching him.
No, play. That was the 15 team mm-hmm. that was home run or strikeout, mm-hmm. pretty much. And that's not. That's not Luno ball.
Well, at the time it was.
It was.
At the time he decided, let's take a little shortcut.
Until he was able. Yeah, right.
Let's take a shortcut and let's try to hit home runs.
Right.
It was actually genius. And at the time I thought, he's an analytics guy. This is the anti-sabermetric approach of striking out a ton. But then what we found out is that's actually the new sabermetric approach. You recognize that. It's actually changed. It used to be, all right, we want the ball in play. Always put the ball in play. Guys who make contact. It's now changed into, no, this is a home run league. We want you swinging upward swings, home run or bust.
Well, and it's amazing. Honestly, you're going to change the rules for the shift because guys won't hit the other way. Because when you come up, you got to hit with pop. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Huffman boys played Royce Jr. played 10 years in the minors. He had a 300 average. He couldn't get up because he didn't hit home runs. Yet he can continually hit. Nowadays,
he spent 10 years in the minors. Why did he stay that long?
Because he thought he was going to get his shot. But guys were passing him because they were doing steroids. Keith Ginter passes him because they can hit home runs.
People don't use steroids in baseball. Well, yeah.
So all these guys were passing him by, and he's like, "What the hell?" But you got to hit. And are you kidding me? You're going to change the rules because guys don't have enough won't take that base hit that you're giving them because they've got to hit with power and pull the ball and try to hit a home run. It's one of the reasons that baseball is really, really dying is because it's home run or strikeout. More strikeouts than ever. That's not good to watch. It's just not it's bad. It's a bad brand.
Let me ask you something, John. Do you not recognize this? It's all sabermetrics in baseball for the most part. It's mostly sabermetrics, which we call analytics, in basketball. Do you not recognize the three-point? This is the three-pointer.
Yes,
now.
It is.
The home runner strikeout is the new is the three-point culture.
That's it.
Where pull, we don't care. We're going to do super shifts because, and we're not going to be, and every person that watches that is not a, a super big-time baseball nerd will say, why don't you just lay one down like every single time and force them out of it? Nope. Then you're playing into their hands. Then what are you going to do?
No,
you're going to hit a
single?
I'm
not going to get my bajillion-dollar contract because you know how you get it? You get it with home runs. I don't get it with bunting or hitting the other way. I'm going to get it by hitting for power. That's how I get my money. That's how I make money.
That's how you win games, too.
It's like being a starting pitcher versus a reliever or – yeah, nobody wants to be a middle reliever anymore. You know why? Because it doesn't pay. I want to be that starter. I want to be that closer because that pays. I want to get sacks because that pays. I can't just screw setting the edge and stopping the run. I got to get sacks because that pays.
That's part of it. But I think from a baseball standpoint, they just say, look, home runs win game. Runs are what matter, not hits. That's why they got, you know, that's why everyone started to realize years and years ago that that. Really, we got to stop looking at batting average and we got to start looking at, you know, OPS. We got to stop worrying about base hits and we got to start worrying about home runs.
Right.
You know, it's and so you just cut to the chase. The three-pointer is cutting to the chase. You do the math and you say, boy, if you just shoot at an average clip from three, as long as you play a little defense and you take care of the football, you have a better chance of winning if you're making threes than if you're shooting and making twos. Well, then you look over at baseball and baseball's realized the same thing. You know what? We don't care about home runs are the most important thing. Scoring a run with one swing is the most important thing. And if we can score multiple runs with one swing, it's even more important. Who cares about home? Who cares about how you make an out? And because you don't care about how you make the out, that basically means that it is turned
into. It does matter. It does matter how you make the out.
Why do you think it does?
Because you don't advance anyone with a strikeout. Nothing positive happens. You can advance guys
also
on a ground ball.
Double play.
You can advance guys with a fly ball. You can hit, but that's. Listen, nothing positive comes from a strikeout. Nothing. So it does matter how you make outs. What everybody is doing though is trading in that potential for a home run for nothing.
Or they're trading in that. The other way you can look at it is they're trading in that potential to move a runner over one base
to score a run
to hit a home run.
That's right.
And I think smart baseball people are smarter than you and I. They're better mathematicians than we are.
But smart analytics, what it says is, it started with on-base percentage. It didn't start with home runs.
No, that's how it started, but it's evolving.
Yeah, it's evolving. But I'm going to tell you what.
It's evolving. Hey, let's just score.
On-base percentage is still highly valued.
It's still, yeah, no, it is highly valued. But what I'm saying is, the idea of you know why you get on base? So you have a better chance of scoring runs when you're on base. You know what your best way of scoring a run is? To hit a home run.
No, it's not necessarily the best way. I mean, the easiest way to score multiple runs.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. What is the quickest way? Are you going to stack hits? Or are you going to get one big home run? And smart guys are looking for home run hitters, and they're looking to change swings of their lineups. And that's why we're going to pull the ball.
Well, that'll be interesting.
We're not
that's
hit
an
the
interesting
other
question
way.
For Luno. You know, I think some of your guys. He is my boy. We're boys. Let's get Brian in here.
How many
here.
Times has he been on since your boy? I don't ever have your boy on
what
the show.
Woo!
Hello.
Right?
What's up, Brian?
Brian, how you doing?
Man, I got a question. I had a question about the Rockets, but y'all were talking about the Astros. And the long ball or, you know, string some hits together for some runs. If you look back a couple years at the Astros run and that World Series, what was the biggest moment? You know, that was... You get someone on base or a couple guys on base, and then, you know, the whole series was about bombs. That's why it was so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think it's hurt baseball necessarily if they're hitting home runs and striking out. I mean, striking out is still a power. It is still a power play. A lot of times it's a power play for the pitcher, or it's an exciting time for the pitcher. I don't think strikeouts is bad for the league, like excessive ground outs. I think longer games is worse for the league than having guys who hit home runs and strike out a lot. I don't know that hurts the league, John. Do you really think that a strikeout hurts the league more than a long game?
Because there's absolutely no action. Pace of play, action in a game, it takes more pitches.
It does slow games down.
It takes more pitches.
But home runs,
it means more relievers in a game because your starting pitcher.
That has been, see, I don't think it's the strikeouts. I think it's what the strikeouts, because when a guy gets a lot of strikeouts, it's exciting. When Garrett Cole's got 12 strikeouts through six innings, that's good. That's exciting.
Not when he's pitching in Anaheim. It's not good for them.
What do you mean?
When he's on the road striking out 12. Your guys are striking out 12 times.
You're still watching a dominating performance.
You don't want to watch a dominating performance from the other guy?
You want to see a bunch of groundouts?
Yeah, you want to see action. There's no action.
Yeah, but I just don't. But home runs are the ultimate action. You got to remember those strikeouts are coming with. You're not mentioning the other side, which is more home runs are being hit.
I'm telling you, honestly. They've had an all-time low in attendance, but it's dropping drastically.
But it's not because they're hitting lack home runs.
It's because they're because there's nothing going
on.
You
really think strikeouts are what's I think there's 100 other things. Primarily, I think the marketing departments, I think the pace of play, I think excessive relievers.
Length of games, excessive
specialists,
relievers.
Right, I think all those more than home runs. And I mean, there are other things. And granted, the strikeouts do lengthen games. We know
the home
that.
Runs are exciting. I don't know that the trade-off for all the strikeouts is worth it. I really don't. I don't know. That's just me.
Did you think baseball was more exciting when it was 3-2 in Riverfront Stadium between the Astros and Reds?
I think it was a better time for baseball, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think it's because baseball had a lot more household names.
True. True.
There's less movement. There were less Latin American players, and the Latin American players have made the game better.
You're blaming it. You want
to
build the wall.
No. I want to be serious about this.
Racist.
I want to be blamed for being a racist.
All right, Bud Norris.
So let me be serious about this. I think it is harder for the floater, a fan who's a floater between keeping up with baseball hardcore and not, to keep up with some of the players, Latin American players that they just don't know. And the same way it was for basketball when international players came into the league en masse in the early 2000s, it became, I don't even know this guy. I don't even watch this guy. Who is this guy when he comes in? The fact is, the Latin American players make baseball way better. And I think baseball is at a really good place. I think there's good baseball going on right now. I think the Astros are a great example of that. And I think there are other teams that are a great example of that. I don't think it's strikeouts and home runs. I think it is really...
There was a discussion. There was a discussion the other day about with Buster Olney that the 18 inning World Series game should have been thought of as one of the great games, and it was considered one of the worst. Well, it was seven and a half hours long, and nothing happened for most of the game.
All right, so it was better. The Astros and Dodgers was better because.
Much better.
But the bullpen sucked ass, though.
But it was action. There was absolutely
just like offense.
If you left in the seventh inning and got to the 17th, you didn't miss a thing. You can't say that about the Astros game. The Astros game was nonstop.
But it was no, I agree. I thought it was super exciting.
Yeah, and there was nothing happened. Nothing in the Dodgers game.
Amazing
Red Sox game.
Pitching. Amazing pitching.
Amazing nothing. 816 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm with you. Demeaning lyrics have to go.
Yep.
We can't have them anymore. Not in 2018, we can't.
Nope. Kevin Hart stepping down. He was going to host the Oscars, which was a bit of an upset to me. I didn't see Kevin Hart as an Oscar host. He wasn't. Now, Golden Globes. Golden Globes are kind of, you know, that's like whatever goes. Oscars are a little bit more down the middle. They're a little bit more, you know, Steve Martin or whoever you just...
Ellen Billy DeGeneres. Crystal.
Of course, that was... That's just been all so played out, too. Yeah, but... I've always liked when Ricky Gervais hosts because everyone gets their feelings hurt because he's too rough on Hollywood. Like, yeah. Oh, well. So Kevin Hart had homophobic tweets. There was a furor over him. He's stepping down. No Oscar.
What did he say? Well, he said bad things?
I don't know. I didn't see what it was he said, but yeah, he said bad things. Don't say I don't know ugly who the new.
Twitter kills.
Have you seen who the new host?
Ask I
have
not Winston seen. Winston Moss about Twitter.
Yeah.
Thanks, Twitter's.
It's not great.
No.
Twitter will get you.
Twitter kills.
Twitter does some funny things. Twitter also likes to. Twitter is like one of those robot dogs from Black Mirror that is constantly on the lookout to kill you.
How's Roseanne doing?
Roseanne Twitter. Was a little bit of a self-inflicted
well,
thing.
Twitter. Twitter got her.
Twitter got her?
Yeah.
I feel like Roseanne Winston got herself.
Winston Moss. I give a rat's ass Twitter. About Twitter.
Yeah, you got a pretty robust... You've gone into the well for some... I forgot the other one. I was pretty drunk, to be honest with you.
I was a little hungover. I won't lie.
What was that from? That was one of your guys.
That was a golfer that...
Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood, I think.
No, it wasn't Tommy Fleetwood. It was another British golfer that was hung over.
Is his name Tommy Fleetwood?
Yeah, his name's Tommy Fleetwood.
I can't believe I hit that first name right. Tommy. Total guess.
He's got a better mullet than did you see Gundy last night at the awards?
Nope.
Oh, you didn't see any of the awards? Mm-mm. I didn't either. We were watching. They had a red carpet for the college football award
show.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do we have to have a freaking red carpet for
the answer is yes.
Oh my God.
Get that swag out.
It's actually been going on for a couple of years. Yeah, now they're showing the red carpet.
What do you think of Tylan Wallace? Have you done him yet? Mm-mm. Oklahoma State wide receiver?
Not yet.
Good. Really good player. He's another Oklahoma State guy that's going to be...
Surprising that he couldn't flourish at LSU.
I know, right? He's not,
surprising that a receiver wouldn't flourish. Surprising outside of Jarvis Landry and one Odell Beckham, receivers don't flourish at LSU.
It says you.
It is surprising. No, I said surprising.
Yeah, it is. It's very surprising, especially when you got a Joe Burrow thrown to you.
Wait a minute.
You think he doesn't regret not staying and getting Joe Burrow thrown to him?
I believe he does not regret.
By the way, your boy Nestor said, I'm going to just go ahead and take the high road. This is the anti-high road tweet. I'm going to go ahead and take the high road and not mention how I told the Earth emoji. The CP3 was a stupid move. Also, I won't mention how Harrell is basically an all-star now. Nor will I bring up how stupid it was to let our only defensive players go. Clears throat. That's Nestor.
That's
taking
Nestor.
The high road.
Well, he did.
His nickname is High Road Nestor.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like to bring up things when he's right. He's like, I'm not going to, you know what? I'm just going to let this slide. I'm going to take the high road here and not mention this.
I thank Nestor for that. Yep. Appreciate it, Nestor, for not rubbing your rightness in people's faces.
Montrezl Harrell I see more highlights of Montrezl Harrell right now than I see of Chris Paul.
Yeah, because he's better.
And the other guy plays.
I just didn't understand that whole Montrezl Harrell thing. Every time he got into the games, he was good. He made plays. He brought energy. He was tough under the basket. He rebounded. He got trash garbage baskets, mm-hmm. which was great. He was a good pick. I don't understand why he couldn't get on. And when you had no Nene was a dead, I think. And Montrezl Harrell is sitting there, and D'Antoni plays, it would go six deep. He wouldn't play him.
Nobody played Montrezl Harrell. Now, supposedly behind the scenes, he was a little bit of a pain in the ass.
Well, really? Is he a pain in the ass right now?
Probably.
Is he?
Yeah, he had, you know, you also have to deal with guys like, they got to do what you ask them to do. They got to practice. They got to know their defensive assignments. Jeff Bezdilik can't want to just, you know, jump off a cliff because Montrezl Harrell has no idea what he's doing. I mean, there's other stuff that goes into it, too. I just know this. The guy led the NCAA in dunks like every single year. All he does is dunk and take high percentage shots. He's a dog out there on the court in a good way.
Yeah.
A good kind of dog.
That's what I'm saying.
And he punches above his weight from a power standpoint. Like, he plays even bigger than he is.
Is that a euphemism for something?
Yeah. Boxing euphemism.
So Montrezl Harrell may not have listened to Jeff Bezdelic and may have driven him crazy, would him staying around have forced Jeff Vesdelic to quit like another acquisition did?
Oh, no. Here, now you got now you got your boy Manny's back.
No, I'm just asking a question because if the Rockets are worried about Jeff Vesdelic's feelings with Montrez, they certainly weren't worried about it when it came to Carmelo
Anthony.
I think
Montrez just wasn't doing the stuff he needed to do as a young player to play. I think that was the big thing. When he got in, though, he was effective. I mean, there's no – look at in Houston. What do you think Montrezl Harrell's field goal percentage was? Damn. What do you think his field goal percentage is, period? This is like the field goal percentage we used to see from, like, Artis Gilmore. Yeah. Montrezl Harrell as a rookie, 64%. Second year, 65%. He dipped badly last year to 63%, but he's back up to 64% this year.
It's what he does. I mean, yeah, you can't keep that guy around. A guy who plays with energy and ferocity every minute.
Do you think his field goal percentage...
Wouldn't want that around.
Do you think his free throw percentage has ever been higher than his field goal percentage? How many times has his free throw percentage beaten his field goal percentage in his career?
Probably zero.
Zero
never,
times.
Never.
Zero times in 4 years.
Why would you expect him to shoot free throws?
What about Capello? How often is Capello free throw?
I thought Montrezl Harrell was actually getting more minutes right now. He's only getting 25.8.
Putting up numbers in limited
That's
minutes.
That's great.
Now, he's getting 7 rebounds a game. I guess
he's doing exactly what he did here.
Over 16
points. He's doing exactly
16 points a game.
Yeah.
25 minutes, 16 points a game.
How about that?
Man,
yeah, you wouldn't want that around.
His per 36 average right now, 22.5. Last year's 23. 22.5 and 9.8 rebounds.
He can't stand in the corner and jack threes, Coach Reese says. That's exactly right.
There's true. 6'8".
First time in history.
Power forward.
First time in history. There are more strikeouts than hits last season. And the parade of relievers start coming in. And that's,
why we crying?
That's a problem.
Yeah, we weren't crying 2 years ago when the Astros were winning a World Series.
I was crying about Dave Roberts ruining the game.
Well, the game wasn't ruined. The game was at its peak.
It was peak baseball.
Yeah.
Exactly 13 months ago, it was peak baseball. Now, a disaster.
Yeah, because the Astros are winning. We know the deal. And Dave Roberts still almost ruined that World Series.
He did.
With all his pitching changes.
He did. You think that
he was awful.
The rest of the country was thrilled with Dave Roberts that series? Okay, we loved it. We were watching every... And honestly, Dave Roberts ruined the series for even me. I mean, as awesome as that was, Dave Roberts still managed to ruin it.
Dave Roberts feels like, in two straight years, it really feels like Dave Roberts just guesses. Like, he just goes, just give me a name out of the hat. I don't know. What do you think, Dave? What did the numbers say here? I don't know. Just
throw somebody.
Whatever lefty. Just you call it. I don't know. Let me just go to the mound. I'll figure it out on the walkout.
713-780-3776.
Calling for guys who weren't even warming up in a pen.
Hey, listen, Lance, time for you to sell Rockets basketball.
Well, let me tell you, so this is a true story. My kids, I have not been happy with the way that they're playing. There's no question about that. But I'm still fired up about it. And my kids still were asking about, they heard me in the car the other day talking about the Rockets jersey the Rockets jersey swap at RocketsShop.com. This is still a great opportunity for you to take an old jersey in, and I've got one that says snacks on the back of a McGrady jersey. We're bringing that one in, 25% off getting a new jersey. That's how it works. Any of your old jerseys, and they don't have to be customized, any old jerseys, bring them in. You get 25% off your new jersey at the Rocket Shop. That's at the Rocket Shop, not in person. So make sure, or in person, not online. So make sure if you want to see what, you know, kind of stuff they have going on at RocketShop.com, you can. They've also got a chance for you to take advantage of plush toys, Rockets toys, hats, just any memorabilia, any garb that you want. While they may have been coming off a bad game last night, you still represent your team. You represent your city. That's how we do it. And that's what you can do with your Rockets gear at RocketShop.com. And don't forget, they have holiday packages going on right now, two different ones. So you can get a 5-game basketball pack. You and your boys head out there. You can take the family. You can take your wife. However you want to do it, get on out to a Rockets game at Rockets.com to find those holiday tickets. Two different packages with tickets at very reasonable prices going on right now. 5 games included in a pack. And that extends from January or late December all the way into early March. So it gives you time to time to breathe in between the games. Go to Rockets.com. That's Rockets.com. Or to see what they got going on in their shop, go to RocketsShop.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 835 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Chris wants to talk about Montrezl. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, guys, shortest wait time in the business. Appreciate
that's what
that,
we
man.
Do.
Double Rod. Hey, listen, I'm going to bring in yesterday's conversation and bring it in with today's conversation. You guys talking about Montrezl Harrell. He's playing with a chip on his shoulder, man. He's pissed off at the Rockets. You know, he wakes up every morning pissed off at the Rockets, and so he's like, I'm going to prove it to you guys. So what happens when a player gets a contract? He has nothing left to prove. Yesterday, John, you're talking about Clowney. He hasn't been hurt in 2 years. He's played every game. Why, John? He's playing for a contract. Chris Paul last year, playing for a contract. So we need guys that are playing with chips on their shoulder. You know, if we don't pick up Clowney and someone else does, I think he's going to play with a chip on his shoulder and show Houston, hey, this is what you're missing out on. Look at me now, you know? I mean, there are a few guys that get the contract and still live up to the contract. You got JJ, you got Altuve. But don't you think there's something to that where a guy's playing with a chip on his shoulder? You know,
absolutely.
You know, he's always been a chip on his shoulder. But he's a chip on his shoulder guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can. But listen, just because you get money doesn't mean you're stuck. There's a lot of guys get paid and keep on playing. That's what you got to find. I mean, the one thing you don't want is Albert Haynesworth. You get paid and you just stop coming to work. Yeah, no, what you gotta hope, Chris, that a guy, even though he has his money, that he's still hungry. How about championships drive you? How about self-respect drives you? How about just you love the game drives you? All of those things.
None of those things pay for Gucci, though, John.
Well mm-hmm. But once you get paid, you can still love those things.
Yeah, but then,
Gucci is expensive.
Then that's a lot of work to keep the level up that you were at to, you know,
fair,
get paid.
How about another contract? You can play for that, then.
I mean, once you get paid your max deal, someone's going to think you can always reach that level again, even if you never are close to that, so you don't have to work that hard anymore. There's always a team. There's always a team out there. You know, if we get him in the right scenario, he can reach that level again. It's not going to happen.
Are you so you're playing right now under your max contract, aren't you?
No chance.
Okay.
No chance. If this is my max contract,
this is it.
I'm retiring.
This is it. This is your max deal.
I hope not.
That's what you're playing under.
Can I ask you a question, Dell, since you know this guy, not personally, Leonard Hankerson?
Former Miami Hurricane.
Right.
Washington Redskin.
So remember the little wide receiver we were talking about yesterday? There's a kid named Andy Isabella who's going to be the next Julian Edelman.
Oh, although I got in trouble. That. The people from UMass weren't
trouble
with you.
Yeah, I got in trouble for
lazy.
For white wide receiver. And like, yeah, who has. I actually called the strength coach to get this kid's vertical leap. He's going to run. I didn't know this about this wide receiver that we watched. He beat Denzel Ward in 100 meters. He was a state champ in the 100 and 200 meter dash, or he's state champ in 100, and he beat Denzel in both 100 and 200 in high school. This kid runs a blazing fast time. They say he could hit the 4.3s. So I compared him to Julian Edelman because that's how he plays. And anyway, really talented little wide receiver. I showed you some of him, and he's like, holy crap.
Good.
So anyway, Leonard Hankerson is his position coach. And he's a former Miami wide receiver, played in the league for a few years.
Yeah.
And I reached out to him on direct message because that's the cool thing on Twitter is you can get to people a little easier. And so I reached out, hey, can we talk? He goes, yeah, definitely, no problem. Gave him my number. He goes, I'll give you a call tomorrow. Does that work? He goes, are the questions sports related? And I said, yes, about your wide receiver that I mentioned before. Is there something I don't know? Like what do you mean? Is it sports related? I don't know what that means. Why would a wide receiver coach be asking me if it's sports related questions?
Maybe you wanted to ask him about Carissa Thompson or something. I don't know.
I don't.
Maybe he thought you were, you wanted
to. I had to Google him to make sure there was nothing like, did something just happen? That
I mean, he's married with four children. I'm not sure what the deal is.
I don't see.
Maybe he thought you're a weirdo.
Is it sports related? Like, well, I wasn't going to ask you, like, what's your favorite type of music? Like, if you had one, what's your Mount Rushmore of Miami quarterbacks?
Maybe some guys.
That's a sports question.
Actually, that would be a sports question.
Maybe some guys don't really want to venture outside. Maybe he didn't want to be part of a think piece for you. I don't know.
Maybe he thinks the president maybe had something going on with Russia.
Would you rather have would you rather be T'Challa or the other guy? I don't know the names.
Eric Killmonger. T'Challa.
Yeah. Which one would you rather
be? What is the other guy's name?
Killmonger.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Killmonger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, so ask him a sports question, okay?
I'm going to stick to sports.
I'm on his Instagram. Very few mass and family oriented. I'm not sure what Leonard Hankinson thinks may be hiding. I don't know.
If he still calls me today, I will ask, like, what did you think I was going to ask? Why would I be calling a UMass position coach other than talk about your receiver? I'm not just going to kick it and ask you about policy, about, you know, what your feelings are in the Federal Reserve.
Maybe I know his head coach just got fired, so maybe he didn't want to answer questions about that.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Like Mark Whipple. Actually, that's why he's probably there, because Mark Whipple was his coordinator at the University of Miami. So that's probably how that all worked out. But maybe he didn't want.
Maybe that's what it was.
To answer questions.
Well, he's a hell of a coach. That kid's a hell of a player. He's really good.
Real good.
Yeah. So he got there what just round this you got year. Him in? Really? That high?
My grade is like
nobody
second
can see
round
that. But
you might have told
me. Really, he held up two fingers.
Well, let me put it this way. So football has changed. I think football started changing when Wes Welker, the undrafted free agent, who was highly productive in college, right? As a receiver and a punt returner. But this is a little guy. He ran a 4.6. Like, you couldn't really draft Wes Welker. And they ended up being a really good player. Now, it helped that he was with Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady made a lot of people a lot of money over the years, but that's fine. Then Julian Edelman comes in, and this is a fundamental discussion about football, okay? So don't get up. This is draft talk. This isn't draft talk. What I'm talking about is now you have a guy who wasn't considered, so the little slot wide receiver with incredible quickness, who's super competitive, that can work. It worked for Peyton Manning when Welker went over to him. Welker obviously worked for Brady. Edelman works for Brady.
Amendola.
You can't tell me, though, that couldn't
the only
work
failure
for
Braxton Berrios.
I mean, couldn't that work for Deshaun Watson? Couldn't it work? Couldn't Kiki QT, if they use him in that way, can't that work?
Well, he did. If he could stay on the field, he was effective. He caught 11 balls one game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
if he could be on the field, it'd be great.
I think you have to start figuring, and this is more of an analytics approach, where you stop worrying about, ultimately, I want guys who are hard to match up with in football and that are difficult to stop.
Okay.
I don't care if he's 5'9", 190.
If the Texans took him in the second round, would you be happy?
I mean, honestly, probably, yeah.
Yeah. With one of their second round picks.
I mean, no, probably not, because they got their needs.
Okay, wait. But in the first round, they get tackle. Second round, they get corner. And then in the second, they get him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to tell me the other picks. Yeah, I'd be happy with that. It doesn't
another
make a
weapon
lot of
for
sense.
Deshaun? You don't think Deshaun could use another guy in the slot that could actually be on the field?
Yeah, but you're already giving up on QT. That's basically what you're doing.
I'm not giving up on him. His hamstrings are giving up on him.
Are we done with him already?
His hamstrings are done with him. His hamstrings are so pissed at him.
Did you give up on Clowney whenever his knee gave up on him his rookie season? No, you didn't.
No.
And look at him now. Franchise
did
tag.
Did you stop getting defensive
franchise
players?
Franchise tag. Defensive
well,
players
didn't
of the
stop
week.
Stop getting defensive players.
Dominator. Dominator.
Did you get Whitney Merciless? Did you get Christian
Yo
Covington?
11. Yo 11.
Did you get other defensive players? Yes. You can still get another receiver and still have
not in the second.
QT can still.
Not in the second. You're not getting a wide receiver. You've already got a great wide receiver, a highly productive wide receiver when he plays in Will Fuller. Everything's fine.
Oh, there's another guy. Where is he?
Touchdown per games are incredible.
He disappeared again.
Demaryius Thomas?
Poof. Gone.
Do you have a feeling
on
Demaryius now?
You're not paying Demaryius Thomas $14 million.
Okay, so after
this
watching Demaryius Thomas, That's fine if he comes back next year, but it needs to be at a pretty team-friendly deal because he is not the same guy.
No, he's not that. 844 ESPN 97.5. You know who is the same guy? It's Mark Klein. You know why? Because we're going over to his place. We're going to have our Christmas party. That's December 21st, and we want you there 7 to 11. We're going to have libations and food and T-shirts. Raheel wants us to make up a T-shirt that the_Raheel, at the_Raheel.
What about Glory Boys?
And hand them out. What about Glory Boys? That'd be a nice T-shirt. Get with Michelle on this one.
With a Z, okay.
Squirt, squirt. Well, not that. But what here's about,
that can't be on a shirt.
But Mark is giving away, as he always does, he gives away all kinds of jewelry in the breaks. He gives away a diamond for the eggnog chug. We're going to have drills. We're going to have combine workouts. It is going to be spectacular, and it's all going to be at Klein's. Go to Klein's now. Pick out whatever you're going to get for your soulmate and pay less for that. Get great diamonds, and Mark will teach you how this works at a better price. He goes to Vegas, he buys them in bulk, and he buys the best diamonds he can get, and he passes that on to you. He manufactures it right there. He's got thousands of items already done. You can find something or he'll make you something. Bring him a picture. He'll make that. All at 5868 Westheimer, right there on Fountain View, 832-316-1388, KleinsJewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5.
If you're one of those people that love pickup trucks and Santa Claus, I've got something I think you might be interested in. It's called Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. You drive, take your 40 to 45 minute drive to Angleton, depending on where you are. Maybe it'll be 47 minutes. Stop crying. And here's what I've got for you. Tomorrow from 11 to 1, Santa Claus is there. Santa Claus is on his way, loaded up his Christmas sleigh. He's going to have
hidey-hi.
He's got cookies there that the kids will be able to decorate. You do letters to Santa. You take pictures. Oh, and while you're there, pickup truck, Chevy Silverado 1500 LT crew cab, $37,979 with employee pricing and a $1,500 additional with GM financial financing. This Chevy Suburban LT, they've got that for $12,000, almost $12,000 off the MSRP. And, of course, the GMC Sierra pickup truck, 2018, 1500 SLT crew cab. You've got that for $41,645. And don't forget, ask the dealer about 0% 72-month financing on the GMC Sierra. If you want to stretch that out over 6 years and lower those payments even more, you can do that with my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. To see their entire inventory, go to LanceZCars.com and don't miss Santa tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right there at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Jose Altuve, Alistair and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Chevy, find new roads.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Good point. We're going to play Beat the Limo Guy, right? Okay, so at exactly 9 o'clock, so that the streamers can get into. Exactly 9 o'clock. We're going to open up the phone line, 713-780-3776. And the 10th caller is going to play Beat the Limo Guy at 10 o'clock. So at exactly 9 o'clock, we'll pick. You got an hour to make your picks, who you think will win. The Limo Guy is on fire, though.
It's turned?
Oh, he's on fire this year. He's hitting it about 60.
Oh, I thought he was sucking at one point.
He was terrible last year. He was terrible. This year, he's hitting about 63 or 64%.
Pretty good.
That's really good.
That's pretty good.
I think he went. Did he go 4-1 last week again? He had a 5-0 week. limo guy is on fire. But he's golf. He's on a golf trip right now, and he's hungover. So you probably beat him. Probably maybe you may, he may be drunk. The guy is drunk. Yeah, and so you're gonna beat him. So 9 o'clock exactly. 713-780-3776. Beat the limo guy. This is something. Steve says, have y'all seen that Kendall Briles is interviewing for the Tennessee OC job? When he just signed an extension here.
Are y'all sure he signed an extension? He ain't acting like he signed an extension.
No, he's out there.
That's like somebody like, hi, Karen. These last 2 years have been an amazing time for us. Will you marry me? Yes, yes. Instagram, selfie, Insta story, boom, boom, boom. And the next day on Instagram, like, hey, it's just me. This is, oh.
And then she's swiping right on Tinder.
Had an amazing time with Ray, posted on Instagram, like, hey. And here's little Kevin going, what? We're engaged. I just put a ring on it. Well, you know what? I just want to see what else is out there. Well, I'm not married yet.
The problem.
Kendall Briles is taking Insta shots with
The problem for U of H is they're the Paul Giamatti of school.
Oh, that is super disrespectful.
And then when a guy like and Tennessee's not even like it's not even like a I don't know
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti is a great actor, a great American actor.
But look at him.
It's not
pig
it's not,
vomit.
It's not like Tennessee's Chris Hemsworth.
He's
but
pig vomit.
But Cillian Murphy from Peaky Blinders comes calling. You're gonna take a look, and he's that's what's happening right
I'd
now.
I'd much rather have Paul Giamatti in my movie.
I'm not your movie. I'm talking about marrying you. I'm not talking about movie.
I don't want to marry you. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there you go.
But this is something Steve says pretty crazy. UT is considering a guy with Kendall's recent past, but protested and forced Schiano out after he was the head coach hire last year.
Well, we all know the deal. What that was? They didn't want him. That's
Clay,
all that was.
Clay Travis helped us spearhead that one to get him.
And it was all about we don't want him as coach, so let's destroy him.
It's not about what he did.
No.
Just keep him away.
No, we don't want him as our coach. We don't care what he did.
Well, they used whatever means they could to make sure he wasn't the coach.
But which is really horse bleep. But how hypocritical is that if they hire Kendall Briles now? I mean, college football can't be that hypocritical.
What? Ooh, I don't know.
They're interviewing him. Now
you can't. No. College football.
Well, they interviewed Hugh Freeze, too. The whole hooker, it wasn't rape, but it was hookers, remember?
Speaking of hypocritical, he's going to Liberty?
Jerry Falwell, don't
play. Jerry Falwell is getting the guy who had hookers and was using his school credit card for hookers.
Well,
okay.
You know, but there is something
but he can win football games.
It wasn't just that. Hugh also had this incredible recruiting class.
Yes.
Out of nowhere. All the five stars.
I'm taking the over on Liberty wins next year.
Oh, Liberty's going to turn into Liberty. A very dangerous.
Everyone from New York and Chicago and L.A. is going to want to go to Liberty, right? Oh. I can see that. Well, how many wide receivers from urban Chicago are heading down to Ole Miss?
A lot.
Well, one.
Laquon Treadwell. And then where is Laramie
Tunsil?
That wasn't
a little funny.
Laramie Tunsil was one of the top players like in the nation. Like, you know what sounds like a good idea? Ole Miss.
Ole Miss?
Everybody all at once like, hey, guys, it's me. I'm trying to remember. Oh, it's me, Robert Kimdichie. Listen.
Yes.
I've been thinking long and hard about this.
No, wait a minute. Robert Kimdichie didn't think really about anything, if you want to know the truth.
And he's like, I agree with these other guys.
Except the only thing he was thinking about was... What was he on?
Be synthetic marijuana.
Yeah, synthetic weed.
Synthetic marijuana.
Yeah, made him crazy. Made him do stuff in hotels.
And I think one of the Quanjo brothers and your boy Teron Matthew was on the synthetic.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't do anything crazy. Just got in trouble for it.
Well, he only tested positive like 7 times.
Yep. And look at him now.
Look at him.
9 wins Turned in a row.
He
on pace to win 30 in a row.
He loves it here. That's a guy you got to keep.
And Instagram, he said, I'm never going anywhere.
Right.
And then Brian Gaines like, well, we haven't even started talking contract now.
Well, we will.
Let's just see. Before you say
hometown discount.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants to be here.
He's from around the general area. It's east.
School right there.
East, but yeah.
in a suburb. 856 ESPN 97.5. Rahizi joins us on the other side. At the underscore Raheel t-shirts. We're making them right now. So that for the Christmas party.
We are super lucky.
Right now, though, if somebody wants to put out a Squirt t-shirt, you know, the soda.
It's already out.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad t-shirt at all for the show, if you want to know the truth.
I'm all about that glory hole.
Can that be on the back of that shirt?
Man, that was Jerry Jones.
That was you.
No, it wasn't. That was Jerry Jones.
No, that was you.
Jerry Jones.
Let's listen again.
I'm all about that glory hole.
Yep, Jerry. Yep.
That was you.
Sounded like
Jerry to me.
Doesn't sound like me.
I don't talk like that.
Kind of.
Yeah, the Squirt t-shirt is. Didn't there used to be a drink called that? I think that's what that's from.
Yeah, right there it is.
Yeah, no, that's why I saw it and I was like, I think that was a
drink.
Yeah,
that was a drink. Squirt.
I would totally squirt, buy that.
Squirt. Squirt, squirt.
I would totally buy that shirt, by the way.
What was that context, by the way? Why would you do that? I don't think I said that. Do your kids know you said that?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think sometimes I black out because that sounded like I was mad, and I think I said that when I was mad, angry.
Oh, you were mad at a caller, I think, and he was going to get your Subway. Was that during that?
You
made him go get your Subway and stinky, janky-ass Subway?
I was mad about something. Maybe that was it. And I yelled out. I blacked out. I don't remember saying that. Guys, can I be a glory boy? I'm all about that glory hole. See, those don't sound the same. Put something about John having things in his mouth. You know what we don't have?
You know what we do have? When you're doing your prime social in a minute, I'm going to be playing in it. I'm going to be the bounty today, so come on over.
Come on, I wasn't asked to be a bounty.
Because you're working.
That's true.
Time to talk about Chance McClain. He's working, too. He's probably interviewing somebody right now for his Heritage film. YourHeritageFilm.com. Have you seen it? You want a 30 for 30, like the Mike Tyson 30 for 30 that's coming out? You can have one about your family, only Mike Tyson won't be in it, hopefully. If you're looking for a great way to keep your family's history alive, how you guys went about this, how you got here to this point, you know, and hundreds of years from now, those kids are going to see it and go, yeah, that's great. Here's the deal, though, is you're going to keep those memories alive. Don't you wish you knew where a couple hundred years ago your people were? Well, not your people, Raheel, but I mean, I'm not talking to you. I'm telling you, Usted. Del, don't you wish you knew?
Kind of know where my people were. Yeah. I don't think they were working.
They were working.
But it wasn't called work.
Listen, if you're looking to keep your history alive, not that history, Heritage, not hate, Del, Heritage.
Well, depends on what side you're
YourHeritageFilm.com. That's YourHeritageFilm.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.